During his talks on Tuesday with Buhari, President Xi highlighted the significance of promoting bilateral cooperation.
在世界多极化、经济全球化持续推进的大环境下。
Under the big environment of world multipolarization and economic globalization, further deepening the Sino-Nigerian friendship and reciprocal cooperation is in the long-term interest of the two countries and peoples, and conducive to the peace, stability, and development of Africa and the world.
President Xi said both sides should maintain a high level of engagement, increase exchanges in all areas, strengthen strategic mutual trust, and give each other understanding and support on issues of their core interests and major concerns.He said China stands ready to expand bilateral cooperation in areas including agriculture, fisheries, oil refining, mineral exploitation, mechatronics, light industry, textile and processing. He also said China is willing to help Nigeria solve the bottleneck of infrastructure, professionals and funds in developing industry and modern agriculture. For his part, Buhari thanked China for its long-term assistance to Nigeria's infrastructure construction.And also expressed confidence that his country will be a good investment destination for Chinese enterprises.
We are committed to protecting our lives and property within our borders. You can therefore be rest assured that your investments in Nigeria will be safe and secure. Already, the Chinese Go Global strategy has encouraged large influx of Chinese companies into Nigeria.In recent times, to take advantage of investment opportunities in various sectors of our economy. It is therefore my hope that our interaction here today will further enhance Nigeria-China business relations in a mutually beneficial manner. One coming to Nigeria.
Buhari said Nigeria was willing to implement cooperation deals reached with China.Strengthen cooperation in areas such as agriculture, mining, infrastructure, and resources. After the talks, both leaders witnessed the signing of several deals of cooperation in infrastructure, production capacity, investment, aviation, technology, and finance. Lin Songtian, Director General of the Department of African Affairs of China's Foreign Ministry, highlighted the importance of one of the deals concerning including China's currency renminbi as Nigeria's foreign currency reserve.
目前双方的银行金融机构已就本币互换
A framework agreement between financial institutions from both sides concerning currency swaps and the exchange of renminbi between banks in Nigeria has now been reached. Once there's a demand from Nigerian market, China is ready to launch financial cooperation so as to meet their demand.
This is President Buhari's first state visit to China.He is also due to visit China's Shanghai municipality and South China city of Guangzhou before leaving on Friday. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.